How do you declare this? How one will declare that I changed from this to this? How do you see it, and what will happen when there are the normal social problem mixes with this? Yes, Peter.
Story of the Hindu slave who had secretly fallen in love with his master's daughter. On learning that the girl was betrothed to the son of a nobleman, the slave sickened and began to waste away. No physician could diagnose his malady, and he durst not tell.
Means what? What is he talking about? Do this. He's talking about you. The question is simple. I will make it very simple, then you all understand it. The subject is simple. What are your expectations around you? What is it? You have some expectation, right? And logically you think about it and you need it, then you want it, and it's normal. Let me start from the beginning. What was these qualities you were talking about? You have some specialties, huh? Where did you get it from? Whatever you have is given to you, but you don't think about it when you're demanding something else. Look at this example. There is this little nobody kid, which is a slave, okay? A guy will buy this slave and will treat the guy very good, like a child. What will happen? Ha-ha! This would like to marry the beautiful girl of the master. And when the master will give the hand of his daughter to a noble man, and normally this fellow feels bad, and nobody will understand, even the but you should understand, what is his expectation here? Isn't it too much, just because he was treated well? Let's hear the story now. Yes.
A certain Hoja had a Hindu slave whom he had educated and enlivened. He had taught him science and all polite accomplishments. He had lighted the candle of erudition in his heart. That beneficent man had brought him up indulgently from childhood in the lap of kindness.
Okay, up to here is the beginning, which is all the goodness of this master who is treating this slave boy like his child with a lot of goodness and stuff. Yes.
This Hojo had also a fair daughter, silver-limbed, lovely, and of excellent disposition. When the girl had almost reached womanhood, the suitors were offering heavy dowries, and there was continually coming to him from every nobleman a wooer to ask for the girl. The Hojo said, "Wealth has no permanence. It comes in the morning, and at night it goes in all directions. Physical beauty too has no importance, for a face is made yellow by a single thorn scratch. Noble birth also is of small account, for he is befooled by money and horses. Oh, there is many a nobleman's son who in riot and mischief has disgraced his father by his wicked deeds." Do not court a man full of talent either, even if he be exquisite, and take a warning from Iblis. He had knowledge, since he had not religious love.
Okay, what was all this love? First was the explanation that he has a girl, and this girl is pretty beautiful, and there are a lot of peoples around which will send the gifts, and they want to marry her. Okay, then you stop. Now let's talk about the master here. Master is a man like this who thinks that I don't give a damn about the money, because money will come and go. Are you listening? Having doesn't have any guarantees in it, right? Then the physical beauty, that will change. So I'm not counting on that. Being the son of a master even is not that difficult. I even don't like that. And I believe that it will happen often that some guy which is from the upper class will ruin everything because he has a bad character. And at the end of the day, you're talking about the fellow with a lot of talents. So even that is not that worthy. You know why? Think about Satan. Satan could do everything. The talent is his. The knowledge is his. But he, looking at the human being, will see only the clay. The breath that I was talking about, the breath is questionable here, because it's a part of me and it's not a part of me. And this has even particles that it was in the Adolf Hitler. And I just breathe it, because this is in everyone, comes and goes and stuff, right? He said, look at the Satan. Even Satan didn't understand what is the difference, yes?
He had knowledge. Since he had not religious love, he beheld in Adam nothing but a figure of clay. Though you may know the minutiae of knowledge, O trustworthy, not by that will your two eyes discern the invisible be opened.
Remember we talked about this several times, because at the end of the day you will say knowledge, science, elm. So science is just a tool. It depends who is using it. Science by itself is no good. Yes, this is the center of the science, but it's no good. Yes.
He sees nothing but a turban and beard. He asks the announcer about his merits and demerits. You, O Noah, have no need of the announcer. You see for yourself, for you are the rising light.
What is this you? First of all, he translated it to O you, O Noah. The word is Aref. Is that, you know what? This is how it goes. Everybody tries to understand each other and they test each other and blah blah like that. But if you are an RF, you don't need any explanation, because you don't do anything. You just reflect the light. That light of knowledge reflects. You don't do anything. Yes.
The thing that matters is fear of God and religion and piety, of which the result is happiness in both worlds.
Exactly. All that I counted doesn't count for me. The stuff that counts for me is the path and believing it and behave in that matter. This is what I will talk, the world of happiness for a human being. Yes?
He chose a pious son-in-law who was the pride of the whole clan and stock.
Means using all of this, believing like this, I explain the condition. That is the slave boy, the beautiful girl, and this intellectual believer as a king, and at the end of the day he chose from these old people one of them to marry his girl. Yes.
Then the women said, he has no riches. He has neither nobility, nor beauty, nor independence.
Means what? Oh yes, story-wise, you could imagine Rumi is talking about a fellow with beards and blah, 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 sitting down and talking about these women that they start to blah, 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 blah. Don't forget, here when we say ladies, we're talking about this. The gentleman who is the master, he chose a real good quality fellow. The women, they started to say what? All we explained, they say, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have this. Because that's what the brain thinks about only. Yes.
He replied, those things are secondary to asceticism and religion. He, without gold, is a treasure on the face of the earth. When it became known that the girl was going to be married in earnest, the hand promise, the tokens, and the wedding outfit, the little slave who was in the house immediately became ill and weak and poorly. He was wasting away like one son.
Excuse me, before that, the little slave, it's good to add therefore, because the verse starts with therefore. It happened like this, and all the beauty stuff are presented here. Therefore, these slaves got sick. Yes.
He was wasting away like one suffering from phthisis. No physician could recognize his ailment. Reason declared that the malady had its source in his heart. Medicine for the body is useless for heartache. The little slave breathed no word of his fate and did not tell what was the cause of the pangs in his breast. One night the husband said to his wife, ask him privately what is the matter with him. You are in the place of a mother to him. Maybe he will disclose his trouble to you. When the mistress heard these words, next day she went to the slave. Then the dame combed his head very fondly, with many endearments and signs of friendliness. In the fashion of fond mothers, she soothed him until he began to explain, saying, I did not expect this from you, that you would give your daughter to a cross-grained stranger. She is my master's child, and I am heartsick. Is it not a shame that she should go elsewhere? The mistress, by the anger that rose in her, was about to strike him and hurl him down from the roof, say, who is this, a horse and Hindu, that he should...
Exactly like you. Right? You're listening to the story. Up to here, okay, the master said, go and talk to him. He came and he tried to comb the hairs. You know what is combing the hair? Getting rid of old little tangles to make it beautiful. Like a child pampered this guy. Then he said, what is it? He said, this is it. It's not fair. You don't give it to me. I love her and is my master's girl, or none of that.